After more than 100 days of fighting, much of eastern Mosul lies in ruins as Iraqi forces took over the last Islamic State stronghold on the eastern side of the Tigris River. Residents say they are relieved the fighting in their neighborhoods is over and the militant group is gone. But the violence and isolation of the past 2.5 years has shrouded the city with heartbreak and fear.
Islam is innocent from what they are doing. What they do is 100% opposite of what Islam says. You cannot even call them a terrorist group because they are more destructive and more evil than terrorist groups.
Everyone we talk to has lost loved ones to IS, and many people say they have relatives that are trapped in western Mosul, which is running out of food, water, and electricity. Militants are also becoming increasingly violent in their treatment of civilians as Iraqi forces close in. Soldiers say they expect the fight for western Mosul to be as fierce as the east, or fiercer. But officials say they are also confident Iraqi and coalition forces will win.
After finishing Mosul, also we will looking for ISIS in all areas in order to announce that Iraq is out and free from ISIS.
Officials say they expect to begin the next phase of Operation We Are Coming Mosul in the coming weeks. For the families of Mosul residents awaiting the onslaught of battle in the west, Iraqi forces cannot come soon enough. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Mosul, Iraq.